I think another thing that would be an interesting part of our story was last summer I worked on the NDO here in Billings. And that, I was just telling someone the other day that that was probably one of the hardest things that I've ever had to go through. It was so mind-boggling to me what, I guess, the real evangelic right-wing part of religion can do, and the fear and the hate that can be expressed from people. I think that was a huge eye-opener for me. And I don't know whether it was good or bad. I think, boy, I had a lot of tears over it. I had a lot of questions. It's, to this day, it's still made me think a lot about, like, when you live in a community. We ended up not passing the NDO in Billings after other cities in the state had passed it, and so it was a pretty devastating blow. And to think that we live in a community here that we weren't able to do that has been kind of a hard thing. It's weird to go into a business and see someone that you knew testified against it, and just to feel like you don't even want to do business with some of those people. So we as a family try to kind of walk the walk too. We try to support the businesses that were supportive of the thing like the NDO, and we learned a lot about politics and how that all plays out and how things are not always as they seem. And one of the things that was interesting to me is Casey kept saying that he was going to come with me to one of the council meetings, and he didn't ever end up doing it, and I'm really kind of almost glad that he didn't, because I think as a mom it would have been so hard for me to have him have to listen to what some of those people were getting up there and saying. And so I think it's, as a parent of a child in their 20s who's been through this journey, I have a huge appreciation for all the good that they see happening in our world and in our society, as far as marriage equality and a lot of the cities and towns passing NDOs and a president that is in the end here turned around and been very, very supportive of the LGBTQ community. That really does my heart good, because I think no matter what, when society imposes all of these thoughts on these young people, it can't help but to make a difference in how they feel about themselves. So the more that that becomes positive, the better that it is. I know in the work that I've done around the state, I have friends that are gay men friends, are the ones that come to my mind, that are in their 70s. And I know when the marriage equality thing came to light, they could not even talk about it without tears in their eyes, because they said that they were pretty sure that they would never, ever see that in their lifetimes. So I think that's kind of an interesting dichotomy, too, that we have the generation of LGBTQ people that are older that are feeling like things have moved at the speed of lightning and they can't imagine that what is happening has happened. And then we see young LGBTQ people like our son that are just like, oh, why is this taking so long? We need to just go and get this all over with. So I think that's been a positive thing as a parent, don't you think, to be able to see
oh, no
that
doubt.
The world is changing on a daily basis.